Welcome to This Day for Thursday, April 4th, where we bring you the headlines that matter. I'm Rachel Fulton. For our first story of the day, focusing on campus news, over the past few years, hundreds of scooters and bikes have been pulled out of the Red Cedar River, which runs through MSU's campus. Because the river is a natural habitat for wildlife, like fish and water flow, and because lithium batteries in the scooters can leak and enter the water, there has been rising concern regarding the health of the river. According to the City of East Lansing, over 250 electric scooters from the Spin Company have been pulled from the river in the last 3 years. One scooter hotspot is the portion of the river near the Bogue Street Bridge. The scooters have been causing problems on the other side of Grand River Avenue, too, according to the city. East Lansing's city manager requested that Spin's license be revoked in September of last year. Then, earlier this month, the East Lansing City Council voted 4-1 to revoke Spin's business license. The city's motion said Spin has violated multiple city ordinances. It's unclear what, if any, effect this ban will have on the Red Cedar. Although the ban on Spin scooters is active throughout East Lansing, the scooters are not banned on MSU's campus. Spin has already implemented strategies to mitigate the risk of individuals throwing e-scooters in local waterways, according to a spokesperson. If an individual is caught throwing a scooter into the Red Cedar River, they would be charged with malicious destruction of property, with anything else being counted as littering, according to MSU Department of Police and Public Safety spokesperson Dana White. If a scooter with a battery causes any type of environmental hazard, that could be a felony and may be an Environmental Protection Agency violation, Dana stated as well. For our second story, focusing on MSU hockey, after a historic season for Michigan State men's hockey, the rewards for the past season continues to shower down as head coach Adam Nightingale received a nomination, along with 9 other NCAA hockey coaches, for the Spencer Penrose Award for National Coach of the Year. The award is gifted by the American Hockey Coaches Association. The nominees of this award are representatives of those who have won Coach of the Year in their respective conferences, as well as coaches who have helped advance their team into the NCAA championships, the same tournament where Michigan State lost in the regional finals against the University of Michigan. Nightingale was anonymously voted as the Big Ten Coach of the Year after having a historic turnaround during his second season with the Spartans, as well as being a finalist for the award in the 2023 season. His first year at the helm showed an improvement of 6 wins in a season, and his second season brought 7 more wins than the previous. The Spartans, under his second season, won both the Big Ten regular season title as well as the Big Ten tournament title. He brought the team back to the NCAA tournament for the first time since 2012, as well as a win in the tournament for the first time since 2008. The winner of the award will be announced next Wednesday, and the award will be presented to the winner on May 1st at the Naples Grand Hotel in Naples, Florida, during the award ceremony. For our final story of the day, focusing on culture, Michigan State University's Coalition of Indian Undergraduate Students put on their annual Say Trang Dance Show this past Saturday at Everett High School. This year's show was titled Mayuri, which means peacock, and was meant to impart a theme of vibrant colors, unity, and joy. CIUS members performed a total of 8 different dances, showcasing various styles from across India and America. Members practiced their dances for 3 months to bring the performances of hip-hop, fusion, Bollywood, and more to life on the stage. After being introduced with pictures and videos on a projector screen, dancers and choreographers graced the stage in colorful clothing, accompanied by bright lighting, sound effects, and energetic music. The auditorium was filled with family, peers, and community members who enthusiastically cheered on the performers. The night ended with a senior dance performed by the members of CIUS who are graduating this year. After displaying baby photos and the current pictures of senior members, they filled the stage for one last dance together. With about 400 members, CIUS is one of the largest clubs on MSU's campus, and the annual Saitreng Dance Show is their biggest event of the year. Having sold 700 tickets, this year's show was another success for CIUS in celebrating dance and Indian culture within the MSU community. And before we end our episode, today's weather forecast is predicting rain and snow in the morning with rain showers in the afternoon and otherwise mostly cloudy skies with a high of 42 and a low of 31. Thank you for joining us right here on The State, produced by the State News and Impact 89 FM. You can find us online at statenews.com and impact89fm.org. And we'll be back tomorrow with our last episode of the week with more.